Rambam Beis and the Rashi, Meister Levicha B'yodi. So the person tells the child, so he tells the son of the Levi that I had informed your father when he was alive that I had Meister for him. So now the question is, can the do they have to be concerned that maybe the father had decided to use it as Truma's Meister for the total Truma Meister that he had? Tamar says we're not worried about the possibility unless he said that, unless he told the father an amount, so then the father knows how much he can use for Truma's Meister. Tamar says, 1 second. There's a halacha, you have to be Maaser Mina Mukav. So the Meister that he had at home, wasn't next to the Meister that he has in the hands of the Yisrael over here. Is mukav means samuk. The Mishnah talks about putting two barrels next to each other to make some type of a stacking for the purpose of making a binyan. So what is this halacha? Also the chaver learned tvush yeshli b'mokim ploini teichuma alzu. I can't say I own truma in different places. They're all tevel. Let the truma which is in Cleveland be truma. Let the tavua in Cleveland be truma for the pile of grain that I have here in Washington. You can't do that. So maybe it's that pile of grain over there is not intact anymore. Got damaged, etc. But Vimasa also, but he it works. Okay, so the Morris says that Ben Yisrael says to the Levi, Abba, my father told me that he had put away Meister for you, Levi X. The Morris says, Cheshes Levi Azeb. So the Levi has to be concerned that Truma's Meiser, that he's mechuyev to take off Truma's Meiser. I really not the Mimenu. He has responsibility to take off the Truma's Meiser. Val bishach hazak al chaver shenon niftimin oilem out shiasak and kol perish tzavol and shibiyodoy, that a chaver does not allow to come out from him any type of potential damage to people. So he probably was, we have to assume that he took care of all of the Truma's and Meisers. But over here, so let the Levi say, obviously the Yisrael took up Truma's Meiser. Well, no, over here we have to be, because he wants to protect people that shouldn't eat this by mistake and be over the Yisrael of Tevel. Haka Iko Lamechesh, we have to be concerned that maybe he did not take up Truma's Meiser. The Kimil Shal Hizgir B'Tzavosoi, Schum Mira, Shemel Ho Yodea Kamayesh. Since he didn't mention the amounts, we have to be concerned he didn't know, and you're not Master Truma's Meiser on an estimation. You have to know exactly how much. But if he says how much it was, so then we assume he took off Truma's Meiser, and the Levi has no chiyuv to worry about taking off Truma's Meiser. And Choshishin, Shemusha Yisrael Zeh, Shetikdoi, Kadim Shemes. So we assume that the Yisrael took care of it before he died. Even though he's not mechuyev to do that, but that's how the Tamid HaChacham would be knowing. They would do it anyway to protect any damage, potential damage of Eira, which might come out of it. So they would be mafresh anyway. Some more says, says the Baal HaBayis have reshus to take up Truma's Meiser. The Truma's Meiser, Haloi, Einar HaMeiser Shaloi, El Shalevi, Vahavali Tarim Shlomidas. So it's taking up Truma without the knowledge or the agreement of the owner and being mafresh Truma Shlomidas, the more saying shouldn't work. So Mor says it's Abba Allah ben Gamla. So the pasuk says the Torah equates the two types of truma and truma's meiser. The shei truma is the high crow, but levim ksiv truma's chem than truma's meiser. Kedagamina garin hanu truma gedarla. So the Torah equates your truma, you the levim's truma, which is the truma's meiser that they take off of their meiser. Torah is equating that with the dogam and agurin, the type of truma you take from the pile, which is the truma gedola. Reishis dogam she yisrael mafresh migarnoi. So that's the dogam and agurin it's referring to. equates the two. So just like Truma Gadol can be taken by Aymed, so the law is that the Truma Gadol, one gives either 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, but even the one, so the average is 1/50th. Echad b'chamishim shomer chachamim mafrish ba'aymed. That 1/50th, you don't have to actually measure. You can take off approximately. Because dimto ein kan iser, even if he wasn't, oh, he was off a little bit, it's not a problem. Din raisa chita achas b'teres akri, because min raisa truma is any minimal amount. Literally one kernel of grain can potter up the whole kri. So Chazal said the 1/50th, so we don't need an exact amount. The nasa b'tarashir, elevation is the gonel. Just has to be the first the thing you take off from your dog on your pile of grain is truma. How much? As much as you want, min arayis. So now, so that's by truma gadol. Tara doesn't give a shir, but truma smaisa. Tara says that it should be 1/10. So that's a chor precise. So it comes the Bryce and says that Abelos Ben Galma says, after Mus Meiser, Alvish Shiura Katsuv Minatar, even though this Torah says a set amount, Maaser Mina Maaser, 1/10. Still, the Tellus Boyman, you're allowed to take it, but with an estimation, you don't have, it doesn't have to be a precise amount. You don't have to measure it. It can be taken by Machshava. He can designate in his mind that piece over there in the northeast corner, that's the truma. He can eat the rest. He hasn't actually physically removed it from the pile. That's sufficient. So nechshav means to do be machshava. It actually means to estimate. You right? You figure it out. So both of those are valid halachas. So we learn from there to Trumas Meiser as well. Now, the Venetia of the Trumas Chem is written by Trumas Meiser. So in order to learn out the din of Machshava by Trumas Meiser from Trumas Gedolah, it's written in the Pasuk of Trumas Meiser. But that which is the din of Oymed, that I have to learn from Trumas Meiser. I have to learn from Trumas Gedolah to Trumas Meiser. Okay.
See,
he leaves a pile of grain, which is tevel, and all the other grain that he's processing, he will say, well, the truma for this new pile is from that old pile over there. The meiser for this pile is from that old pile over there, so he can use the whole pile. And he keeps using the large pile that he set aside to be his truma and meiser. Most, this Mafrajalay and Meister Shani, he sets aside money to be used to be part of his Meister Shani. So, Mafrajalay and Bekesh Shani Kayaman. So he has a right to be mafrish, assuming that that pile is still intact. It hasn't been eaten by rodents, hasn't rotted, whatever it is. He can assume that it's the chazaka says that the pile of grain that he set aside to use for these purposes is still there, and he can then use it to become Truman Meister for what the other grain. Now im avdu, he goes and sees that it's no longer there. So now the question is, When did that happen? So he's been mafresh, he's been using this pile for hafrasha over the last few weeks, various different times. So are none of those hafrashas good? He knows for sure it was definitely intact 5 weeks ago. It's no longer intact now. It got damaged, washed out, something happened to it, whatever it is. So he's been mafresh on it 5 times. All five, none of the five are good. So Reza Choshesh me'eis leis. So he has the right to assume that it was intact for a period of time, but me'eis leis, he has to be concerned. The Mor's going to have two pshatim. Either means that he can rely, it was good up to the last 24 hours, or the opposite, it was good for 24 hours. Right? So that's two pshatim in the Gemara. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Okay. Which down Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, so I still have to speak it out, but there is a gears like that. Yehuda Armor, Hashem Prokim Betkim is a Yayin. That if a person wants to do this with wine, so he puts it beside a barrel of wine, and he says that every time he's going to be mafresh chuma, he'll use some of that wine for chuma for the rest of the barrels. So he, as he's the production is producing barrels, he says, okay, the chuma for these Nintendo barrels is in barrel X. A few days later, he does it again and again. So the luck is, he has to check the wine 3 times. To keep an eye to make sure that the wine has not become vinegar. Right away, after Sukkot, when the winds start coming, then the new grapes are growing, so they go through stages. The first stage is where the flower falls away, and you see the inside of the flower is the grape. So it's very small, but that's called small. There. And Boiser, when it reaches a stage called Boiser, it's not fully grown, but it's partially grown. It's the size of a bean. So now, what is Pshat Kinesis Maim Boiser? Rashi is to Pshat and what Kinesis Maim Boiser means? It means the time when it reaches the stage of Boiser. Let's see, Rashi.
I mean, I understand that. I mean, why don't they just put it. I mean, this wine has. Like nothing to do directly with those 3 times, right? I mean,
the more is going to draw a connection. The wind, the affects the wine. Okay. I don't remember all the details of it, but I remember the more just the store connection. So after we see the Gemara, we'll figure out if it makes sense or not.
Okay.
So he has the right to rely on the fact that these pears are still intact. See, he now has other tefil. The chuma for this new pile of grain is in that other pile which I designated to be used for chuma. But Cain Oysa told me that's what he'll do it on a regular basis, and then he can each new set, new produce as he's processing the produce, he's relying on that pile of grain, which is tevel, that part of it will become chuma each time for the other piles.
Answer why you don't have a mukaf issue.
What is?
Mukaf.
So, we assume that mukav doesn't mean mamish that we physically nested. Let's say I have it here in the town. So even though I can assume that it's there, so it's not ma'akiv on the din of mukav, if I call it correctly.
So what does mukav mean then?
So mukav doesn't mean that it's mamish physically. It means it's in nearby proximity. So I have it in the barn. So now I have to go check on it, you know. But I'm not still walking to the barn every day. But it's right here. He goes and sees that they're not there anymore. All of the tevel which he was marfish using this b'havtachos and shalela, relying on this. Now there's a problem. And if they're still intact, they haven't been used, he hasn't eaten it yet, so we'd have to do an afrasha. The Shema Kishama Rei Shumasin Meperish Shiksesi. Maybe when he did the afrasha and said the truma for this new pile is in that old pile over there, maybe they already have been damaged. So he's question may say Gomorrah Mefarish what that means.
And even though it's Efshar Lavara because it's not, you know, Bakal, is that why he doesn't have to Mevara?
It's a good question. That's a true statement that if it's not Efshar Bakal, you don't have to Mevara. I don't remember the details. I remember the Taz when he talks about the Klala, but he quotes this Gemara. I don't remember what he says about it, so I'd have to look it up. He has to check three times to see if it became vinegar. And you cannot use vinegar for frosha on wine. When this strong wind, so that's called the kiddum or the ruch kadim. Haga beruch hakash abiyam kadim, right? So it's that type of wind. And that usually comes around right after Sukkot. It's saw smadar ketayim perach when the flower ends, which is it falls away. Anova of nirin, and you can see the beginning of the actual small grapes. Be'eshkol kesidron, that they're in the cluster in their normal fashion. That's called smadar. But shas kisses amayim lebeisur kashen can pull a lovan. When they reach the size of this type of a white bean, which was a known size to them, that's called boiser. So what does knesas mayim boiser mean? So now it starts developing moisture, liquid inside of it. You'll be able to squeeze out some liquid from it. That's called Hanukkah's mind. It means Kisa's mind. The Shakrino, how you Koshishin, Hanovim, Kishin Boiser, Loisin, Loisirk, and Mime, Nasin, Khoimits, the Tibu. There were times that they would actually take up some of the grapes when they were Boiser and pulverize them, and any liquid would come out. They would add water to it, and it would become vinegar. And they would use it. They used to use chermes as a form of a dip. So that's Kisa's mind of the boiser. So it basically means referred to reach the time of boiser. Okay, my me esleis. So what does me esleis mean? So we work backward from the time of this last badika. We work back 24 hours and say everything before that was fine. The last 24 hours we're concerned. Rabbi Lazar ben Tigan is Rabbi Mishum Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yanai. From the 24 hours after you put it down, so everything after the you put it down and the person set it aside on Aleph Kashrut. And now it's at the end of the month of Cheshvan, and he checks it. He says, well, everything he did in the first 24 hours after he put it down is fine. Everything after that is in doubt. If we see that's not intact, we're concerned. So the chashash is meis leis. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, I get it. So my meis leis, ad meis leis mi boyle. You should be choshish up to the 24-hour period. Anything backwards, up to that 24-hour period is a concern. So not just you're worried about 24 hours, you're worried about much more than 24 hours. Versus kasha. Yes, it would have been a better lotion, but it's not, that's not going to prove that his pshat is wrong. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Chalukin alav rechaber al Rabbi Elazar," that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar the Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Where do we see that? That's not. Mikra shenim b'benim sechaser. So you check the mikvah and you know that it had 40 saw. Now you've been using the mikvah to be retired, things which came to me, etc. People then go use it for the purpose of eating truma with it, etc. And now he checks it a few weeks later and he sees that it's no longer has the full amount of a mikvah. So kol taris shenasu agabov the mafreya beimishus ayachid beimishus rabim tameus. So anything which has been any kalim which have been nitar based on this mikvah and then used for truma, we have to assume the truma is tameh, because the kalim we have to assume are tameh up to the last time you checked. So we checked it 3 weeks ago. Any usage of the kalim the last 3 weeks, we assume the kalim are tameh and the truma is tameh, and you have to burn the truma. So it's not a suffix. If it be a suffix, we'd say Shabbat Mishus Yachad is tameh, Shabbat Mishus Rabim is tor. We're saying it's a varai. So even Shabbat Mishus Rabim, it's tameh. So what do we see? That we don't give it a grace period of 24 hours. So where it says Pshita the Chalukin. So what's Rabbi Elazar being mechadish to me? Does the Chalukin argue it's a Verish Mishnah? Where it says no, Manotema Maila Mefreya Meisli Eis. I could have understood that Mishnah when it says everything Shanasa Gabav Mefreya means last 24 hours. Comes Rabbi Elazar and says, don't make that mistake. No, it means Mefreya, period. So retroactively, anything till the last time that you knew for sure that it was okay, anything is problematic. Kamashul and Rabbalazar says that they are disagree. This is only true, I think we discussed this when we learned Kedushin, because there's a Chesed tomb over here. There are really three chazakas which are taking place over here. You know, vada the mikvah was shalim. You know, vada the mikvah, that's a source of an assumption in halacha. As far as you know, if it was shalim, it remains shalim, because things don't change. So if it was shalim, it's still shalim. We see that it's not shalim anymore. So again, the chazaka tells me, well, if it was not shalim, it means it wasn't shalim, because saying it was shalim means there was change. So the Chazaka tells me that if what I see in front of me is that it doesn't have the shear, means that's the way it was yesterday, and the way it was the day before. And there's also Cheskes Tumah on the Kaili. So the chazaka, the meikara, and the chazaka, the hashta, normally the assumption in halacha is that the chazaka, the meikara, is stronger than the chazaka, the hashta. So if I have a shayla, when something changed, the chazaka material said, listen, I knew Vadi was shalim 3 weeks ago. And no Vadi, it's not shalim now. So I should argue, yeah, but it became not shalim 10 minutes ago. Because chazaka meikara says it remained shalim until it became non-shalim. So now I know it's not shalim. Until now it was shalim. But the problem is, the Mor says there's two things. The Mor says that there's a chazaka, but there's a chesed tuma on the keli. A, and B, the nature, we're talking about a case of the nature of a mikvah. Sometimes a mikvah can lose a large amount of liquid over in a brief amount of time. There was a breach in the wall. So you're right, maybe it just happened right now. But it was a type of we can see that the type of water loss is, it's chazar basoy, it's slowly losing liquid. So that rule, the chazaka the mekara beats out a chazaka the hashta, it's only if the chazaka the mekara is totally effective. Which means, I say, listen, it was shalom 3 weeks ago. I know it's not shalom now. You know what? It happened a minute ago. It just happened now. But once I know that can't be true, it didn't just happen now, because it didn't lose that amount of liquid in such a short time, brief amount of time. It must be that it was losing slowly over a period of time. So I know it didn't happen right now. It must have happened a while back. Well, once that's true, you've undermined the chazaka of the meikara, so then it loses any integrity that it has. We say we go back to lesson which we knew for sure. The chazaka won't work. So the Mora says we have the chesed, the case was it was the chesed basoy and the chesed tame of the keli. So that's better than the chazaka of the meikara. Yeah. But here also there's a cheskes tevel of the grain. I knew the grain was vadi not all the grain was vadi not mufrish, and I want to assume that yes, you changed and you made it mufrish based on that. Well, that's not intact anymore. Right. So now the chazaka mekar says it was there. The chazaka the hashtag says it ain't there anymore. So if it ain't there anymore, it's no longer good. It's rotted, whatever it is. Maybe it was rotted a minute ago, 10 minutes ago, 3 days ago, 15 days ago. I don't know. Chazaka Sasha says things don't change. So if it's rotten now, it means it was rotten before. Chazaka Mekar says, well, it was not rotten before, it means it's not rotten now. So which one? So the Chazaka Mekar should win, but the Zekeskis Tevel, although the grain. So that's why the more Rebbe Loser feels that this case is comparable. But let's say there's no cheskes. There's no chazaka connected. So the Shem talked about a case where an animal became a treifa. We knew that it wasn't a trefa, didn't have trefa X in it, and now we see that it does. So a cow, they've been milking the cow, making cheese out of it. So cheese from a trefa, milk from a trefa is a trefa. What's the status of all those cheeses we've been making the last 6 months? Well, now it's a trefa. I know it wasn't a trefa 6 months ago. So if I can assume that the trefas is a type of trefas which could just occur right now, the chazaka and the meikara wins, and I assume that all it was fine until the last moment, and all the cheeses are fine. Because the chazaka and meikara is stronger than the chazaka and the hashta.
So what happens about a case of tamai? Like in Demai, do we still say it is a cheskes tevel?
Mirabon is a cheskes tevel. As much as there's a din of Demai on it, it has a cheskes tevel.
Does that mean it's really a suffix? I mean, maybe or din, there are different teterim when we see them.
Right, I understand, but as long as you don't have those teterim, because our mechayev you to be mafresh, so there's a cheskes kiyev that it has to be mafresh. So you're challenging that cheskes kiyev. Okay, I'll leave Rashi tomorrow.